Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's hard to believe, even to imagine, the story of Nathan Fields, a 62-year-old Chicago man who's been awarded $22 million from City Hall for being sentenced to death for a crime he did not commit, a case involving a judge taking a $10,000 bribe, and police and federal prosecutors conniving to convict an innocent man of murder. Nathan Fields was locked up for 20 years, 11 of them in a 5-by-7-foot cell on death row. 11 years on death row. How could that happen? It was a high-profile case in which the police and the prosecutors were so determined to notch onto their belts a conviction, they hid evidence and gave favors to gangbangers in exchange for false testimony against Nathan Fields. That's a bad but not uncommon tactic in our media and politically driven criminal justice system. Anything for a conviction. What is uncommon is the cost of it, millions of dollars of the taxpayers' money. In the never-ending yak-yak about reforming the system, how about making the millions of dollars being awarded the police and prosecutors' money?
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com.